1, 2, 3, 4, Meat Talk!
Hi. Welcome to another episode of Medium Talk with your host, Roderick Prime. Today's episode, we examine a phenomenon that's been known around the web and caught fire recently in the last few months called Gamergate. I talked with a young man named Alpha 9. His real name's Neville. He's a black man from one of those European countries. He saw me tweeting about Gamergate, and he felt compelled to correct us here at the Blackout Tips. He listened to the show, and he did not like what I had to say about Gamergate, so he called in via Skype to give me a piece of his mind. What you're about to hear is the next... What you're about to hear for the next hour and a half is a confusing, horrible audio from his phone. Interview, debate, if you will. It's going to be terrible. This is either going to be the least favorite Medium Talk you've ever heard, or maybe your most favorite, as I basically troll him for an hour and a half. I think he may live with his mother, so I don't know why I couldn't hear him on the phone. I don't know if they have cricket. Do they have cricket in Europe? I don't know. But anyway, prepare your ears. It's not you if you can't understand what he's saying, or if you can't tell what he's talking about. That is his phone. I've cleaned the audio up as much as I can, but nothing can clean out the misogyny from my ears. So let's get into this episode of Medium Talk with Neville, a.k.a. Alpha 9. I'm sorry. I apologize, everybody. All right, Neville. Now, what's your Twitter handle again, bro?
It's Alpha 9.
All right, Alpha 9. You want to talk to me about this Gamergate shit? Go ahead, man. I'm recording this for the world to hear. What's the deal with Gamergate? Why is it okay? And why is it not about misogyny or harassment or anything like that?
Basically, it's not about misogyny. Basically, it started from, it started because of a woman called the Ukraine.
Hold on. You don't sound clear, man. I could barely make you out. Hold on. Are you holding the phone, like, really close to your mouth or something?
No, give me a second. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, okay. So what are you, now say it again. You were saying, because here's my understanding of it.
Go ahead.
It originally started with
a woman called Zoe Quinn.
Say that again. I'm sorry, I can't make it out.
It started from a woman called Zoe Quinn.
Yes. Yeah, with Aaron. Yeah. I don't know how you pronounce his last name.
Yeah, basically, her boyfriend, right, wrote a blog piece about how she has cheated with 5 journalists. And with that, one of those 5 journalists wrote a blog about her game called Depression Quest. That's the name of the game you were talking about on your show. It's called Depression Quest.
Right.
That game is not,
And it got good reviews, but it sounded like mostly...
It did not get great reviews. The only person, the few people gave him with great reviews, and one of them was the guy that he slept with. The fact is,
Hold on. Hey, dog, don't cut me off. Goddamn, man, have some respect.
Go ahead.
We're trying to have a conversation.
Man.
Now,
ahead,
from my understanding, that wasn't the only outlet that gave her good reviews. There was links in the article I read to other people that gave her good reviews. What they were saying is, even though she got those good reviews, the game was not very good. Like, the game was still bad, but they felt sympathetic because the game was about depression and they thought it had a good message. And that's why I got So, you know, that's why it didn't get totally terrible reviews, even though it probably deserved bad reviews. Is that right?
No. You do realize that people from Steam actually said that this game was no game.
Say that again. I really can't understand you.
Do you know what Steam is?
What? Steam?
Steam, yeah.
Yeah, I know what Steam is.
Yeah. It got reviews that said that this is not a game.
Mm-hmm.
Because, including so, Depression Quest is not a game. Look at the definition of game. It's about fun. Depression Quest is about depression. That's not a game.
But there's games like Psychonaut that deal with stuff like that. I don't think that you can say it's not a game just because it deals with a serious issue like depression.
Well, if you look at the definition of games.
The definition? I play games, dog. You act like I don't play games too, man. I play games.
Okay, you play games, right?
Right, yeah.
Let me ask you a question. How do you feel when a bunch of game journalists, right, say that all journalists are white people who are basement journalists, who don't go outside? How would you feel about that? You're a black man, aren't you?
Who said gamers are white people?
Game journalists. People who write about games said all of this thing. Mm. Right? No media have come out and said anything about that. In one day there were 14 articles, right, saying that all journalists are dead. You said that in your show. Journalists are not saying there was a title saying all journalists are dead, and there was another title saying journalists are not your audience.
Right. I read some of those pieces. You and I took totally different things from that, because I didn't take that they said all gamers are white or all gamers are dead or all gamers are misogynist. What I took from those same articles that I read was that the idea of gaming being just a monolith is dead, and all kinds of people are now gamers. It's not just white dudes anymore. It's not just whatever. It's not like there's women, there's minorities, there's all kinds of people. And so the idea of only a hardcore gamer being represented by white people is not true anymore.
Okay, what article did you read then? Please show me, because I've read all 14 of them, right? And I can tell you that all four articles, right, can link back into one article that basically says all gamers are dead.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not what I was reading.
Listen, if you look at those articles, right, if you have a link that will take you to an article written by a man, I don't know what his name is, that basically saying that journalists are dead. That is where all those things, in one day, you have game journalists from different, right, different websites all coming together and saying journalists are dead. Right?
I didn't say gamers are dead. I didn't say that.
Tell me about your conspiracy. Why is it that one day journalists from different websites, right, will say that all journalists are dead?
Yeah, I did not read that. That's not how the articles I read that were talking about that were not saying all gamers are dead. They were not saying that.
Okay, none of them said that, but I'm telling you, but the article that basically found out the most was written by a woman called Leah Alexandra. I don't know if you know her, she's a game journalist. She was the one that basically came out
who wrote that? Sarkeesian?
No, Leah Alexandra.
Okay, Leah Alexandra.
Leah Alexandra, yeah.
Okay, and she wrote All Gamers Are Dead.
Yeah, she writes her own thing, Game of Future. Yeah, she was the one that has the title All Gamers Are Dead. So basically, we use that title, All Gamers Are Dead, to say that, look. And that way, they said they went. And basically, that title, All Gamers Are Dead, stands out. That's why Pedro and Twitter look at the next issue. Because basically, what people were fighting against are using misogyny as the thing, as Gamergate is about misogyny. It has never been about misogyny. When they say the game of games is about misogyny.
But you don't think, you don't think video games are misogynistic though? You don't think there's a problem with the way that women are represented in video games at all?
All right, look at this, this way. You know the game Dead or Alive? right?
Hmm.
Dead, you talked about the game Dead or Alive. How you enjoyed it, right?
What about Dead or Alive?
Dead or Alive?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yes, I definitely enjoyed Dead or Alive.
Yeah. I played Dead or Alive time. I played Fair Caliber, right? Mm-hmm. And these are misogyny, right?
Yes, I can enjoy something that's misogynistic. Yes.
Yeah, they're misogynistic. Okay. Where did this game come from? This game come from?
What about game content? What do you mean?
So, where did this game come from?
Oh, where do they come from? Those come from Japan.
Yeah, so where are you fighting the Japanese game developer telling them that game is awesome and this game from misogynist?
Mm-hmm.
Because check this out. The teenager, right? Are you listening?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Teenager, right? Was made by an American, actually a French company, right?
I can't understand that. I can't understand your last sentence, man. I know you asked a question, but I didn't understand. I don't know if it's your phone or what, man, but it sounds very like blurry.
All right, okay. Well, I'm calling all the way from Britain, so that's why.
Maybe. I don't know. It just sounds like you're eating the phone, man, or something. It's real.
Sorry about that, mate.
It's all right, dog. You sound a little bit better right now. You sound a little bit. I don't know if you're talking real loud or what.
All right. So basically, if you have a problem with those kind of games, shouldn't you basically talk to the Japanese development about these games?
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't you basically talk to them about it?
Yeah, they should talk about. They should talk to them too. Yes.
Yeah. So then, and then you have games like Tomb Raider, right?
Mm-hmm.
And games like Dragon Age, which basically doesn't really portray. It doesn't really show any misogyny in there, do they? You think the new Tomb Raider that came out, yeah, was basically for men to play, men to look at.
I think the new Tomb Raider was good. I think it was not misogynist. I thought it was a lot better than the old one. I think the old one, where it was just titties and ass in the screen, it was clearly misogynist. Yeah. We were clearly just looking at titties and ass, man. Like, I don't have any attachment to the idea that I can enjoy something and still go, yeah, that's probably not the best way to represent women. You know what I mean? I think there is a problem. You know what I mean? I don't think them pointing it out should mean that they get threatened or, you know, have or get their information put out in the public. I think that's wrong.
Yeah, I know that is wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. And in fact, listen, she just got like a thread, like what, 2 days ago?
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of the news? She just got another thread 2 days ago.
She did and what? She did what? She did what 2 days ago?
Anita Sargsyan.
Uh-huh.
What? She got threat. She got threatened.
Yeah, she got threatened. Yeah, you talking about the Utah thing? You talking about the Utah thing?
The Utah thing.
Yeah. Yeah, they threatened to shoot up the school and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. You do realize that Gamergate actually came out and offered $3,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
To the person that can be caught.
They came.
Did you ever hear about that?
They came out and did what now?
Offered $3,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
For anyone that can catch this thief.
Okay. So they put a bounty out for anyone that could catch the guy who did it.
Yeah.
Okay. Who is the leader of Gamergate? When you say Gamergate came out and did that, who is the person that I should be looking to see what Gamergate thinks?
There is no leader in Gamergate. It's a consumer revolt. That's what we're trying to say. There's a consumer revolt against game journalists, game ethics. This has nothing to do with misogyny or sexism or racism.
Right, but listen.
Mm-hmm.
But listen though, dog. Listen though, dog. When you say that, if you're gonna say our movement doesn't have a leader, right? We don't have a person that you can go to. We don't have someone that's distributing information on behalf of all of us. Then that means you have to take the shit that's bad too. You can't skip over the bad shit. I'm telling you, I've seen it with my own eyes. This isn't shit that I read from an article. I've been on Twitter. You know I be on Twitter, dog. I've been on Twitter and seen death threats.
Listen, I've been on Twitter too, and I've seen that shit with my own eyes. Listen, I just sent you a picture, right, of a guy that showed a dead dog and said something about kill Gamergate.
Right.
Did you see that picture?
Yes. And that is, that is wrong, and that's reprehensible, and that dude is fucked up. But that does not represent the majority of the people that are talking about this issue.
Yeah, that does not also, just like you said, that does not also represent the majority of people about Gamergate. That is why we went, we put 3,000 bounty on the guy that sent us threats. The media is not going to talk about it. No one is talking about it. The site, the game journalist sites are not talking about it. Those are the guys we are fighting against. So hence,
so where do I go to find the link to the bounty that Gamergate offered to find Sarkeesian's the person that threatened her?
Kind of give me a sec.
Take your time.
I'll go prove that I can show you notes. That's what Kev asked. If you want proof, I'll give it to you. So hang on a sec, my friend. Hang on. Just give me a sec.
Yeah, take your time, man. So you what, 23 years old, man, 24?
Yes, man. You know what? When I was, like, tweeting, I was actually coming all the way from work. So that's why, man. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, it seemed like you was pretty upset that I got the wrong information.
Yeah, man. I told you, I'm not going to cuss you. I'm just telling you got the wrong information. And honestly, you are the only one that has actually come out and say that, you know, that has actually come out to debate. Lots of game people who support Gamergate have called the journalists to come out and let's talk about this. None of them has come forward to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen, well, they did interview the, what was his name? Elon G or whatever. They did interview that dude. And he said that he didn't regret anything. He wouldn't take anything back. Even knowing that, you know, his ex-girlfriend would get threatened and the things that would happen, the death threats that Sarkeesian would receive, he said he wouldn't take it back because he likes where it's going or whatever. Here's my question though, man. What do y'all expect to happen? Like, what is the end result of Gamergate? What's the thing that makes Gamergate end?
To stop journalist corruption. That is basically what it's about. It's about journalist corruption.
How do you stop journalist corruption? Like, what? Give me an example where there is no journalist corruption in the industry.
All right, you know there's a game that came out on the Wii U.
Yeah.
A new game, Daniel Tattoo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of those fights, that's basically that we are fighting against, Polygon.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Lots of fights basically gave the game 8.9, 10s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the person that basically wrote the
review?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gave it a low rating, right?
Right.
Because the way that Benietta is designed is too sexual.
Okay.
Too sexual. Tell me, how is that a good game review?
Well, I mean, have you never played a game that everybody liked that you didn't like for some reason?
No, basically he said he put points down the game because of the way the character is designed.
Yeah, I understand that. I'm asking
how the character is designed. That
right,
is
but I just asked you a question, and you did this on Twitter too.
No,
I'm asking you a question. You just not even gonna answer my question. I'm asking you a question to see if you can relate. Have you ever played a game that you didn't like for whatever reason that other people just everybody else seemed to like?
That I didn't like. Lots of games.
Okay, me too, right? Now, if they paid me to review games, I'm not gonna lie, right? So I'm gonna have a couple unpopular opinions because I'm human. So I might come out and say, listen, I know everybody likes the last, what's the game where, you're underwater, they go back and forth in the past. What the fuck is the name of that game? God damn it. It's a shooter. It's so popular. BioShock. You know BioShock?
BioShock, yeah.
Yo, I hate the last BioShock, dog. I don't like it. Everybody else
like
that shit, right? Everybody else seem to like the shit. Now, part of the reason I don't like it is shoot mechanics and shit like that. It's preachy, you know, it's way too much fucking story, not enough fighting and shit. Also, I wanted to be evil. They promised me I was going to be able to make some decisions. Like, I tried to throw that baseball at them race at that interracial couple at the beginning, and they wouldn't let me, dog. I would give it a bad review. And then people would say, oh, you're a biased journalist. You hate the game. Why don't you talk about? I didn't like it. And I'm not going to lie, just because I work for a company, I don't like the game. I think that, I think some of that is what's happening with the reviews for the journalists, but people get mad because they don't like the game that they want them to like.
But listen, you talked about the gameplay itself, didn't you?
Part of it, yes. But remember also, I don't like the story, and I don't like that I can't throw the ball at the racist people. I want to hit interracial couples, all right? It might not be popular, but that's what I want to do, damn it.
Yeah.
And they won't let me.
So, yeah.
Now, you know people will have a problem with that, right? You know if I wrote that shit for IGN, a lot of people would be like, fuck you. So you don't like the game because you can't be racist? Yes. And they will have a problem with it. I'm saying the same thing for this dude. Maybe the sexism, was a little too much, and he was like, yo, I'm turned off by this. I don't want to play the game. He has a right to say that.
But the funny thing is, they made the character, right?
Yeah.
That's nothing to do with sexism. It was designed by a woman. The character of Venueta is about basically female empowerment. A woman that is basically all about not scared about showing how sexy she is.
Right. But Neville, that's the mistake that you make, though. And you're making it with the not your shield thing, too. Just because someone's a woman or a different race or whatever doesn't mean that they can't be a sexist, a misogynist, or a racist. It doesn't mean everything that comes out of their mouth is okay and is right. Like, you can design a game as a woman that is still as misogynistic as fucking Dead or Alive.
Yeah. But listen, though. Gamergate, it's not about misogyny. I showed you that, in the beginning, I showed you that picture, didn't I? About Gamergate in 5 minutes, what it's about.
Yeah. You showed me that picture.
Listen, if you look at what the media is showing, what CNN is showing, what MSNBC is showing, I'm in Britain and I watch all of this for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
What MSNBC is talking about, all they're saying is, it's about misogyny. Have you ever seen someone from the Gamergate side have you ever seen all this media calling on people from the Gamergate side talking about what is your problem, like we are doing right now?
Yes, I have. But like I said, I research a lot of shit for the show. I read a lot more than most people. I understand. Okay. I know what you're saying. And I do agree that
we are getting our voice out there. So hence, the only people that we hear, the casual people that are listening there, we only hear about Gamergate is all about misogyny.
Right, but
the other side of the story.
Right, but Neville.
I'm trying to tell you that Gamergate is not about misogyny. It's not about racism. It's about just ethics. It's about all these
listen though, dog, you can't just say that shit while other people are other people that are within the movement that has no leadership. You say it yourself. There are other people who are like, no, it is, we are going to be about misogyny. I'm going to threaten this white cunt. And I'm going to kick her the fuck out of her house and I'm going to shoot up the school. You can't just say, well, it's not about misogyny, while it clearly is for some people. It might not be about it for you, but it is for some people. You understand what I'm saying?
And you're telling me that what these people that are fighting for misogyny is not doing the same to us.
Say that part again. You buck up a little bit.
You're telling me that people who don't support Gamergate are not doing the same to us.
I don't, listen, on the real, I don't know what the opposition y'all are facing is doing now. Okay?
One of the video game journalists, right, basically came out and said that people who support Gamergate are the same as ISIS.
Who said that?
And this, his name is David Finch, and this is like an editor in chief.
Yeah. Listen, here's the difference between what they're saying and what you're saying, though. I am openly admonishing those people and saying, anyone that threatens anybody is wrong, period, right?
That's what we are doing too. That is why we also
pay. Right, no, but it's different. Here's the difference though. You're saying it's not about it at all. And that's, yeah, and it's just patently, but for some people it is though. Neville, for some, but for some people it is. But for some, you got, but you got it, dude, you got to admit, for some people it is. You got to understand what I'm trying to tell you, doc. I'm telling you as an impartial observer who could give less than a fuck about this. All right. There are some people who are making it about this. You know what I mean? It is, it's unfortunate because they're disrupting what, cause I feel like Gamergate, has some good points about, you know, journalism to a certain extent. I don't agree with a lot of it. Even y'all journalism points and the ethics is still off to me, but some of it has good intentions. But there's a lot of these people that don't give a fuck about those intentions, dog. And they making y'all look bad and then you coming to us like, it's not about that. Those are the loud voices that we're seeing.
Yeah, those are the loud voices that the media is showing.
But that it's not the loud voices. Is it? Is it really? Is it the media? Is it the media that made
Sarkeesian, right?
Is it the media that made Sarkeesian move out of her house? Though, did the media make her move out of her house, or did some crazy motherfucker threaten her?
Do you have to admit that she moved out of her house?
Yeah. Who did the media? Did the media make Utah not?
Let me give you a quick thing. Let me give you a quick thing, right? This is the thing what from the FBI. If you're being threatened by someone over the internet, right? Are you listening, my friend?
Mm-hmm.
And you call the FBI. The first thing the FBI would do is not to tell anyone about it so they can catch the person. That's what the FBI will do. But what she has done, basically, to, what she does is just put it out for the world to see. She has been received lots of death threats that has never come to pass. And she is basically putting it out there for the world to say, said basically, look at me. Look how people hate me. Look how people are threatening me to death.
But why wouldn't she do that? What's wrong with saying, hey, I was threatened and someone is saying they're going to rape and kill me and I need to move out of my house. What's wrong with her saying that?
But in the FBI, you're not allowed to say it.
If the threat is public and people can see it, the FBI is not going to tell you, or you can't talk about it. Let me finish. If someone writes a letter to the brass at Utah State and tells them I'm going to blow up the school, it's not Anna Sarkeesian's fault. That everybody found out. The people want people to know that they're threatening her.
All right. Can I say something for a second? Forget about the Utah, right? Forget about the Utah stuff. Leave that one on the side. Look at her previous. Look at her previous death threats that she said that she's received. Look at those threats and that she said she's received. Go on the internet and see how fake they are. I can show them proof.
Go on the internet and see how what is?
How fake those threats are. There have been millions of videos saying all these threats are fake. Millions of people coming out saying, look, what this woman is talking about is it's not really a good idea. There have been videos that I've showed you saying that she said she's a gamer. And then you look at the video and say she's not a gamer.
Yeah, but that doesn't. Yeah, but that like you're so off track right now because no matter what the fuck she said, if you're threatening to kill her or rape her, you're all the way in the wrong, and especially if you're doing it on behalf of gamers. I'm a gamer and I don't fucking want to deal with that.
Doing on behalf of gamers. Listen, just like you said that you demonize those people, you don't like those people that are doing the threat to us. We are saying the same thing. We are saying the same thing about those people that are sending all this threat to all these women. The fact is, we are receiving more threats than they are receiving, but no one is coming out to trouble. We have put.
How do you know you're receiving more? Who's calculating these numbers? Where's the stats on that?
Just go again.
I could also do the same thing by searching Sarkeesian. I can also do this.
Listen, there is a girl called Queen who lives in Mexico. Someone just sent her a text saying, you have your death. Don't let her send the cartel after you.
Right.
H1A. You know that big fat white guy in YouTube? You know what his name is? The one that's Eddie Charlton calling himself Francis?
No, I don't know that dude.
His name is Boogie H1 something. His wife, that has nothing to do with Gamergate, has got dust and just saying, sending emails.
Right. And I'm saying that's wrong, dog. I'm saying that is wrong, dog. That should not happen. That is wrong, and that is bad.
You are saying that's wrong too. But the fact is, the media is just picking up on the misogyny, the sex, and you are saying that is wrong. But no one is listening to us. That's why you...
No, you're not, but you're not saying it's wrong. You're saying this isn't about misogyny at all, which is different than saying it's wrong. You're denying it's happening. Right, but you're denying it's happening, dog. You're denying that it's happening. That's the problem. Because it is happening, and I'm seeing it.
Did I say I deny that it's happening?
You notice how when you said that when you brought up the people that you said were threatened, you notice what I didn't say? Oh no, it's not happening. It's not really about that. I said, oh okay, that's wrong.
The initial damage is not about misogyny.
You keep saying that.
Who are against damage is saying it's misogyny, and there are some trolls. I'll call them trolls. Are sending these people, I don't even know whether if they're part of Gamergate or not, sending an infected and all these threats. And then they are saying that it's Gamergate. Which Gamergate is not about. Listen, let me tell you a story about what the media is not telling you.
Wait, hold up. Before you move on, because that's very important.
All right.
You're saying that Gamergate isn't about these threats, right?
It's not about misogyny.
Right. Okay.
It's not about a bunch of gamers and threatening women. That's not what Gamergate is about.
Okay, man. Okay. All right. You're repeating yourself. I just repeated what you said. All right. That's what you're saying. I get what your point is. How come you don't feel that way about the threats that are coming at Gamergate?
What do you mean by that? Sorry for that.
So you know the people that are threatening Gamergate, that are threatening you guys? Yeah. You told me that people are threatening dogs and wives and shit, right?
Yeah.
How come when you receive a threat, you don't say, well, no, that's not really what these people are talking about. These people are more upset that we're using tactics. Some of us are using tactics that they find underhanded.
And what tactics are they?
Like, the spamming of the companies with the emails. The doxing people, the bomb threat. Hold on, I'm not done. The bomb threats to the airplanes, for some of the CEOs of these companies when they found out their travel itinerary. Like those tactics, I think we can both agree are underhanded. Can we not?
All right. Let me talk about the taxes that you're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
One, the spamming email to the game website. One of them, basically Intel, right?
None of them.
Intel was one of the companies that pulled out of Game of Citro, right?
Intel, yeah.
Basically, what we did, we showed them tweets, of what these game journalists are saying about people. And Leah Alexander was calling black people hoodmen, being racist. And also, she herself was doxing.
Yeah, dox, D-O-X.
Was doxing and catch with, autism.
Okay.
Yeah, and autism, and bullying young kids, and making, basically, sending tweets out saying, oh man, looks like I ruined another person's career. No, what we did is basically put those tweets together and send it to all these companies saying, look what these people are doing. Look what the people you're sponsoring are doing to your consumers. Do you think Intel, right, are going to side with people who buy their product or side with journalists who basically slander the people who buy their products?
Okay.
You think that will happen? That's the same thing we did with Mercedes-Benz, just Peter and Dakar. You talked about them a few days ago, like with your podcast, mm-hmm. about them doing clickbait.
Yeah.
Yeah. We do the same to them because they are like part of.
But when you, when you send enough emails to like shut down their servers and shit, you think that
let's
you
shut down the server? No, let's shut. We never basically to pull your sponsorship away from the to pull your pull your sponsorship away from the site.
Right, but if it's enough volume to fuck up their workflow, it's also not just informing them what happened. You're also harassing their work schedule, right? You're putting, like, you're also saying we're going to spam you until you do what we want you to do, which is another level to this shit. It's not just what was in the emails, but it's how many, right?
Yeah, but that's what you're fighting against until things change. Until this generate comes out and talk about this, because all these generates are basically silent. They don't want to talk about it. You go to IGN has never talked about generates. They are quick to talk about a new strategy and being threatened. You go to GameSpot, they don't talk about generates. They are quick to talk about a new strategy and being threatened. None of these websites are basically talking about it. So what we gotta do is show them, listen, you are here. And this is what we're doing. Until you come out and talk to us, right? You're gonna keep doing it.
Right. But let me ask. But Neville.
We have a website.
Neville.
We have a website that came out and a website called Escape that came out and said, "Listen, we have changed. We changed views about what these journalists are doing. What things?" And that was it. We didn't bother them anymore.
But Neville.
Go ahead, mate.
All right, you're in charge of the news, right? I'm putting you in charge of the news, right? Two stories going on. I got two stories. I want you to cover both of these stories. You tell me which one goes on the front page. Gamers are upset with journalists because of the way they're reviewing games. That's one story.
No, it's not just about reviewing games. It's about lesser things.
Okay. Name 17 things. I don't give a fuck. But that y'all are upset with the ethics of game reviewers and game websites. Yeah, the ethics.
Them being corrupt with each other, them basically being in relationship with each other. It's about your reviews. It's about supporting these developers and giving them high reviews. For some reason, and it's also about them making up some conference. I don't know what that conference. I showed you that 5 minute thing, and then basically doing all this stuff. That is not really ethics. That is not really about games.
Okay.
It's about them being objective.
Right. So, okay. That's the one story, right? The story about the fucking, they're not being objective enough and the ethics of how they work their sites is wrong and all this shit, right? That's one story.
Yeah.
Here's the other story. The other story is some motherfuckers are threatening to kill and rape this girl. Which one do you put on the front page?
Well, the one that get more people to buy the one that get more people to buy the get more people's ear.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
That's
the one that's gonna get more. Is y'all threatening to kill and rape this girl and shoot up the school and shit like that? Now, sure, it might not be the majority of y'all. Might be a very small percentage of the group, right? But that's the one that gets the headline. Nobody give a fuck about this complex shit you just explained about some ethics, dog. Why would they? You know what I mean? It's too much to understand.
It's the same way. No one gives a fuck about gamers.
Yeah.
You hear what gamers are saying. No one gives a fuck. Well, we are here to say that, look, that's what we're doing. That's what Gamergate is about. Listen, if you're not going to give a fuck about us, we are just going to go straight up. That's why it's been going on for this long right now.
But you know, one of the reasons that people don't really give a fuck about gamers though is because of the fact that, and I'm speaking as a gamer, I'm saying me and you, us, right? Me, us, we both gamers. One of the reasons that people ignore gamers is because of the immaturity, dude. Like, there's no fucking reason that anyone should be sending out threats. There's no fucking reason that anybody that thinks they're representing me and you should be talking about raping somebody. And there's no reason they should be doing some shit like spamming a company. Like, we can be mature. We like it's the reason. Remember on Twitter when I asked you about racism in gaming?
Yeah.
Right. I asked you that for a reason, dude. And you kind of avoided answering it. I don't know why. Because what I was trying to say is, have you ever played a game online? And I mean, you're not from America, right?
Yeah, I'm not from America.
Okay, so you might can't relate to this, but I play games online all the time, and my gamer tag is it has black in it, right, for my race.
Yep.
And I get called nigger all the time, right? I get called nigger all the time. Now, if someone came up to me and was like, "Yo, gamers are racist," I'm not going to say, nah, it's not about racism at all, because it is sometimes.
That's, are you going to say that all gamers, when you say gamers are racist, right?
Yeah, no, I didn't say all. I didn't say all.
Say that, yes. I mean, are you going to put yourself saying, yes, yes.
Yeah, I will say, I would, if you ask me, Rod, the person that's been called nigger 1,000 times playing Call of Duty, I would say, yeah, gamers have a problem with racism, man. We really do. You know what I mean? Same thing for misogyny.
Yeah, we have a problem with racism.
Yeah, we have a problem with it, man. We, like, if you deny it, then you just part of the problem. And nobody's going to use me.
I'm just saying, not all gamers are racist.
Not all anything is what? You know, we're talking in generalities,
everyone,
baby.
Everyone can be racist. Everyone is racist. That's why, actually, our black people are racist. Our white people are racist.
But just because we're...
Some of them, that's racist. And we have some of them, that's racist. That's not racist.
But just because we're talking in generalities doesn't mean that you're saying all. Me and you are reasonably intelligent people, are we not?
Yeah.
Right. So you understand if I said something like, "Yo, man, white people can't dance." You know, I mean, not all the motherfuckers. I know Justin Timberlake, don't you?
Yeah.
Right. So obviously, I mean, not all of them. So let's not get sidetracked in that.
All gamers are racist, but there are gay racist gamers out there.
Right. But it is a big problem. It is a big problem amongst the gaming community. Racism is a huge problem, is what I'm saying. I'm not saying every single gamer you run across gonna call you a nigger, but I know every single game of Call of Duty I play, I get called a nigger, and that means it's a problem for me.
Yeah, you're talking about racism, right?
Right. We're just talking about racism right now.
We're talking about racism, right? And this is about Gamergate, right?
Right. No. This is not about Gamergate, dog. This is a different topic.
We came here to talk about Gamergate.
Neville, don't you try to eject on this shit, dog. You listen to the podcast.
I called you.
Yeah,
I told you because you talked about Gamergate.
Right, but
and
listen.
I said that you have wrong information about Gamergate.
Okay, that's
about racism.
That's
about misogyny.
Dog, that's cool, but I feel you trying to eject right now. I feel
I'm
like
not trying to detect anything. I'm just saying, Gamergate is not about racism and misogyny.
Okay. I get that that's your talking point, but I'm not talking about Gamergate right now. This me, Rod and Neville having a conversation right now, dog. Okay, me and you, one on one, mano y mano. We having a talk, like two men. All right, can we do this?
All right, go ahead, mate.
All right, drop the Gamergate shit. I don't give a fuck about that and whatever the talking points is anymore. All right. What I'm trying to relate.
So you're going to forget about Gamergate.
Yeah. It's not about Gamergate, so you don't have to be defensive anymore.
Do me a favor. Once you're done, can I go back to Gamergate?
Say what?
Once you're done, we'll go back.
We're taking the long way around. We're going to get back to Gamergate, all right? We're going to get to it.
All right. We're going to get back to Gamergate.
Yeah, we're going to get back to it, all right, bro? All right, so what I'm saying is, if someone asks you, Neville, do you think gamers have an issue with racism in gaming? What would you say?
Yes, just like there's the issues in everywhere.
Okay, all right, that's cool. And I mean, we're just talking about gaming right now. Okay,
all right.
I think the whole world got issues, right? Yeah. We both know the whole world got issues. We know that.
Now, if someone came to you in gaming.
Right. Now, I don't think it's every gamer. We both know it's not every gamer. You know, I got some cool white friends that I play games with. They never call me nigga, ever. Right?
Yeah.
Now, what if they said, does gaming have a problem with sexism? What would you say to that?
To some degree, yes.
Yeah, I think so too, right? I think so too. You know, I've been on the thing, bitch, all this shit, you know.
You take care of our life and all that stuff. So
yeah, you know, I play, hey, I watch the titty jiggle like everybody else watch the titty jiggle, dog. You know me. But
I still play fighting games anyway, so yeah.
Right, you know, is you gotta turn it up to 99, you know, turn it up, turn the age to 99, get them titties jiggling. But what I'm saying is, like, okay, so if someone asked me that, I would say, yeah, they have problems. Now, I'm not saying that makes all gamers bad. I'm not even saying it makes gaming bad, but I think it's something we could work on, right? So
yes,
now,
definitely.
So now we're going to take it back to Gamergate, right? Gamergate is, in its heart of hearts, if I'm to believe you, is to try to represent, yes. is to try to represent some, like, they want a better quality of journalism with more integrity.
Yes.
They want more integrity from the journalists that cover games.
Yes.
Okay. And this is, and the group doesn't have a leader. It doesn't have one spokesperson. It doesn't
it's
even have.
It's a consumer revolt. It's a consumer revolt. That's what basically, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. So it's not like, you can't kick anyone out of Gamergate, basically. You can't say you're not in Gamergate anymore.
Oh, yeah, we can. We can call people out. We call people out if they do stupid shit.
So how do you stop? But how do you stop them from just using the hashtag and saying I'm in Gamergate? I don't give a fuck what you say.
Sorry, ask that question again.
Yeah, like right now, right? I'm not in Gamergate, but I can start tweeting with the hashtag. There's nothing you can do to stop me.
Well, check this out, right? You will be called out on it. Basically, we have people that's policing people as well. You have good people on Gamergate that's policing people. So as soon as you come out saying kill people. Hashtag Gamergate, we will call you out on that. And we are doing that.
Yeah, but I want to know.
Listen, when any.
But how do you stop me?
Those threats, right?
But Neville. I'm not saying you don't have good people, dog. I'm saying, how would you stop me if I said, I'm in Gamergate and I'm here to rape these bitches on Twitter right now? What are you going to do to stop Rod? You can't make me stop tweeting that shit.
You can be found, can't we? We can find you.
So you mean, y'all would threaten me? Y'all would threaten me?
Huh?
You said I can be found, so what do you mean? They gonna find me and threaten me? They gonna do something to me?
No, we find you and, no, not like that. We're just gonna send, like, basically, what we did with, one of those, like, the checking on, whatever his name is, the thing that was sending back there, basically, what we did is send, some Twitter, with this with Chatterman's Twitter name, and say, listen, this person is an African, please take him out of, please remove him. That's what he did.
But you know, it can take months before Twitter will even do that shit. So in the meantime, I could still be posting a whole bunch of like harassing shit, right? I mean, it's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, it didn't really take months because the guy's actually out because we talk to Twitter about it, and then the guy left. Because you have people that don't want none of these people in Gamergate.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but I know for a fact that it takes a while for Twitter to do the review process.
Because
I know women that get harassed and they report people and they haven't done shit for over a year now for some of these women. Like, I'm just saying, if it's a democratic system with no real leadership, anyone could claim it. Now, it doesn't mean that they're in it, but they can say they're in it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
All right. So you don't think that there's something to the fact that because there's not enough, y'all don't have enough control to really kick motherfuckers like out to the point where they can't do anything? Because that's the world. It's not your fault. But, you know, I can make a new Twitter account. I can do a bunch of shit if I want to just continue to harass somebody, right? Like, you don't understand how some people are going to see the threats and the other shit, the misogyny coming from other people that claim Gamergate, even if they're not in it. And then you don't see how they're going to associate it with you?
Yeah, they are going to see us as bad people, but we aren't.
Mm-hmm.
That is why this has been going on for months now, because we are trying to say, listen, we are not bad people. This is what we want. And if you're not going to listen to us, you're going to keep going.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we are trying to say.
Okay.
So no matter how many people come out and say, we are going to go, we're going to raise this woman and all of this, we will come out and say, no, you do not represent us. Go away. And there'll be more people thing. There are more people out in Gendergate basically calling on the news and saying, listen, this person doesn't represent Gendergate. You're sorry that you're getting all this press. You can look under her tweet and where she said that, oh, I'm being threatened by Gendergate and all of this. Look under it, you see people from Gendergate.
Right.
Who supports Gendergate coming out saying, listen, this person does not represent Gendergate, and you're sorry for your press. That's what you're doing.
Right.
You're policing each other.
Okay. Right. Well, I mean, but you gotta understand for people that's not in Gamergate, and especially for people who are being threatened by people who say they are in Gamergate, you gotta understand that they're not gonna see it that way. Like, just for a second, put yourself into other people's shoes, right? Imagine if you were receiving threats from people who said they were with, whatever the anti-Gamergate is, right? Like, you specifically, Neville was, Neville was getting threats. At that point, you're not going to be able to say, well, I know most of them mean well, and a lot of them just have problems with the journalism and the integrity. So I guess it's okay that some of them are claiming to be Gamergate and threatening raping me. You're not going to be able to distinguish. You're just going to get out the house. You know, you're just going to cancel your speech. You got to protect yourself. That's what these women are doing. And it's unfortunate that people have hijacked the name Gamergate and used it against y'all. But that's what's happening, dog. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's unfortunate. I wish it was just about the integrity and shit, but it's not anymore.
Okay. About those women that you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
The woman that basically sparked everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
You said she's been receiving all these death threats and stuff. You do know that we have proof that she basically doxed herself.
That she doxed herself?
Yeah.
Okay, how? What does she do to dox herself?
Well, we have proof. I can show you. Let me just send you a website. Give me a sec. Yeah, I'm doing this over my iPad, so.
Did you send it to me on Twitter or something?
Yes.
All right, hold on. I got to wait for it to pop up. I don't see it yet.
Yes.
So where you work at, dog?
I work at Costco.
At what? Say that again.
Costco.
Club Cut? What is that?
Costco.
Oh, Questco. What is that?
Costco.
Questco? What? How do you spell it?
Costco. Costco. Costco.
Oh, Costco.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, dog. You like that shit, man? You make good money?
It's not really what I'm working for. This is a part-time job. I'm doing college at home. So this is just like a part-time job I'm doing.
Oh, okay. You in school or something?
Yeah, I go to college. I'm studying electrical installation.
Mm. You play a lot of games and shit?
Not really. I play a lot of games when I'm free.
So how you get caught up in Gamergate and you don't really even play games that much?
I do play games. Oh. I did play again, but let's just say this week I haven't played that much games because I've just been working on college. If I wasn't calling you now, I'll be playing games on this week.
Oh, okay. Hey, man, I don't see this link that you sent me, dog.
I'm sending it to you now. Okay.
Oh, you say you're sending it. Okay, my bad, dog. I heard you wrong.
Yeah, I'm just active and then play.
So you staying at home while you in school, dog?
Yeah. Our college is different from the British college.
Yeah, I had to do it too, man. I stayed at home even after I got out, man. I had to stay at home until I got a job, so I was there for like another year after I graduated. Shit happens.
All right, here is an article, but not from a video game journalist.
All right.
It's basically like an article, an underground article.
All right.
So here we go. I'm tweeting, are you there now?
I'm just waiting for it to come up. Hold on. All right, I see it, dog. Is it on howtonotsuck.com?
Yeah.
All right. And this is about Zoe Quinn?
Yep.
I thought you were, okay, so where is the Sarkeesian part about her doxing herself?
No, I'm talking about Zoe Quinn doxing herself.
I thought you said Sarkeesian. I'm talking about Sarkeesian, but okay.
Because this really, I never said she's doxing herself. Never said this. Basically, what Game of Game Professor asked her is to show proof.
Mm-hmm.
She has videos about feminist frequency, that's out, right?
Right.
And there have been lots of people, you know, coming out, and you have a female, lots of female coming out saying, you need to do your research properly, some of your research properly, some of your research are wrong, some of your research you need to do them properly. She doesn't even bother to look at it. She just ignores it. She just ignores it. And then she moves on. You had a female who's never played games. Her name is Christina Thomas, right? She came and destroyed her argument about females in games and about how gamers are raised, about how gamers are sexist and all of them. She destroyed it. We asked an intern to reply. What she did is basically post a video of her, of Christina Thomas being auto-tuned. When she does a video, she removes the deleted comments, she removes everything because she doesn't want people to think. She doesn't want people to basically destroy her argument.
But you gotta realize, like, if she don't agree or if she thinks that's bad for her brand, she has no responsibility to put that shit out there. It's
basically, if you're willing to come out and say, well, game is fem, then you should be basically hear the other side of the story. You watch, you've seen her videos, right?
Yeah, I've seen a couple. I'm not a fan of hers, dog. I don't watch her videos.
You don't watch her videos?
Hell no, man. Listen, man. I'm trying to get you to understand something. I don't give a fuck about the Gamergate shit, dog. It's not that important. All right? It's just not. I don't care. What I do give a fuck about is I think motherfuckers gotta control their shit. And the kind of people that are harassing her in the name of gamers is doing everybody a disservice and it's fucking up the whole program. Okay. It's not the woman's fault, because if I got threatened, I would do the same shit, dude. If you got threatened, you would too. Like, it's like you would be talking about, yo, man, these motherfuckers trying to kill me. That's human. You know, that's a human thing to say. Now, people might disagree with her, and some people are going to have good points, right? Because anything with feminism, it can be viewed more than one way. There's not just one right way to view feminism. And the same thing is with, I'm black, right? You black. We don't see everything the same, right? You might be okay with white people being racist. I might not be okay with white people being racist. It doesn't necessarily mean that you're more right because you're black. And I, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're saying the same points that I disagree with, but you just happen to be black. That's probably what happened with Sarkeesian. You know, a woman disagreed with her, but it doesn't matter because she's not arguing just only women should understand, only men should understand. She's saying anyone who's arguing against this is wrong, period. Woman, man, gay, straight. She don't give a fuck. So I think you're skipping over that, man.
So you said that she's right.
Hold on, you broke up. You broke up a little bit. So move the phone again.
You said that she shouldn't listen to us.
I'm not saying she shouldn't. Okay, I want you to understand exactly what I'm saying. Right, I'm not saying she shouldn't listen to him. I'm just saying I understand why she didn't. You see what I'm saying? She's not going to listen just because a woman is saying it. If the woman is saying the same thing that you said, why would she listen? Just because it's a woman? She don't agree with the point. It doesn't matter what the gender of the person saying the point is. She thinks gangs are sexist. If a woman, a man, a black person, white person, if they say, I don't think games are sexist, she's going to say, yeah, I don't give a fuck. I disagree. They are sexist. And I'm not going to damn, you know, sit up here and argue with you all day.
Mm-hmm.
That I think that's what you're getting confused in all this, man. You have to kind of put yourself in both people's shoes. Like how I talk to you and I put myself in your shoes and I say, you know what? I understand the frustration because if I was involved in this movement and I wasn't racist and I'm not misogynistic and I keep getting lumped in with a bunch of racist, misogynistic motherfuckers, I would be frustrated too. I understand your point of view. I'm just saying, can't you understand her point of view too? Because somebody is threatening her and they're doing it in the name of the people that she disagreed with. Now, maybe they don't belong to the group, but there's no fucking way.
By the way, you know that Utah letter that was sent?
Yeah.
There was no hashtag Gamergate on there. People basically assumed that it was a gamer.
Right. Right. Okay. Okay. But all the threats. Hey, are you saying all the threats that she received, nobody was claiming to be from Gamergate?
I'm telling you that she is the one that's saying that there are threats from Gamergate. And we actually asked her for proof. Go on later. She's saying that Gamergate is the worst thing that ever happened to me, right? Mm-hmm. And look under what we are saying to her. Hey, Anita, show us proof. Show us proof of this. Show us proof. She hasn't come out and show it. The Utah thing came out saying that hashtag Gamergate. You do realize that. Go look at her tweets. Go look at all the tweets that she has written saying that Gamergate are threatening me. All of this stuff.
But here's the thing. I hear you, Neville, but I'm just have to tell you, I don't believe it.
Go see it yourself.
I'm telling you, I'm not about to look through every fucking tweet that has Gamergate in it. And I'm not gonna look through the comments of the article because obviously those motherfuckers ain't gonna show up for the article, dog. Why would they show up for specifically that article? I'm just telling you, when motherfuckers are attacking you.
I'm talking about her tweet saying Gamergate has caused Gamergate, because of Gamergate, her life is ruined, right? Go look under the thread of what Gamergate are saying to her. No one is threatening her. People are just saying, okay, you think Gamergate has done this to you? Show her proof. She hasn't come out saying it. The Utah letter basically did not show anything about Gamergate. She basically came out and said, okay, this is Gamergate. Basically, if someone did something to you, right? Are you listening?
I'm listening.
Hello?
I'm listening.
If someone did something, let's say like someone beat you up, right? And then there's some large movement going on. And in some of our lessons, like, okay, I don't want to bring in some racial stuff into it because I don't really like to bring any race stuff into it because I don't think that Gamergate is about race and all that stuff. So, if you don't mind, I want to use like a race analogy on this. Would you mind?
Hold on, man. Yeah, I couldn't understand that.
I don't want to say something like racist about, I don't want to bring in, what's happening in Ferguson into it, because I think that's a totally different thing. But I don't want to, and I also don't want to use the Ferguson thing as an example as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just saying, would you mind if I use Ferguson as an example?
Well, set an example of what?
About what I want to say something, and I want to use Ferguson as an example. But I don't really feel comfortable using that as an example because someone died in it. So I'm just asking, if you mind if I use it as an example? And
yeah, I don't give a fuck. Yeah, use that example. That's fine.
All right, basically, what you're saying is, I'm going to do my thoughts now. Someone sends you a letter, right? and there's a large movement going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And someone basically like beats the crap out of you. You don't know who it's in. You don't know who it is, right? And there's a large movement going on, like said thing. And you say it's the police, right? What are people gonna say about it? They are gonna agree with you, aren't you? Yeah, people are gonna agree with you because what the police are doing right now.
So you're saying this is like Mike Brown or something like that? I guess
of Ferguson, right?
Yes.
If something happened to you and you say that, okay, it's the police that did this to me,
right?
Are you gonna get rallies behind you, aren't you? Because what the police are doing now.
I've missed a word. I'm gonna do what? Because that's what the police are doing now.
All right. You know, Gamergate. You know,
yes.
People send her threats. There was nothing. There was no Gamergate hashtag on there.
Right.
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 But she came out and said that it's Gamergate.
Right.
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 I'm saying this. If you're in Ferguson right now, and the whole riot is going on about the police, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, let's say someone attacks you. You don't know who it is. You don't know where the person is from. You don't know whether he's black, he's white, or police. And you come out and you say it's police. What are people going to say? Are they going to say, yes, it is the police? Or are they going to say, no, well.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say.
All right. Yeah, I guess I kind of understand.
You're not going to get people rallied behind because of that movement.
Mm-hmm.
But that movement of people being loud saying, listen, we don't like this, and that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay,
you agree with that.
That
is what she's doing.
Right. Well, hold on, dog. What I'm saying is, you think 100% of the people in Gamergate, 100%, have not, the people who are threatening her, the people who are misogynistic, the people that are saying bad things about her. You think 100% of the people that are saying, that are doing that, have nothing to do with Gamergate?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, we just disagree then, dog. We just disagree, man. Cause to me, that's as silly as someone saying 100% of Gamergate is threatening her. That's just as silly.
Listen, go look at her tweets. I'm showing you proof. Go look at her tweets. She is the one that's saying, hashtag Gamergate. Go look at Gamergate tweets and see if anyone has said anything about Anita Sarkeesian.
Dog, if you go look at hashtag Gamergate, all it is a bunch of damn angry motherfuckers talking shit about her. I'm looking at it right now.
Right. Okay, what's one saying?
Here's one. What if we eat our video games? That will prove Anita Sarkeesian killed Abraham Lincoln. But only if SJWs don't knit a scarf. Hashtag Gamergate. Okay.
Is that a threat or is that
I didn't say it was a threat. Just say they talking shit about her. Notice how
are you threatening her? Keep reading.
I didn't say it was a threat. Please stop putting words in my mouth. I didn't say I saw threats. I said I saw people talking shit about her. I don't see anything mm-hmm. she said. It's nothing but people talking bad about her. They said she's faking death threats. That's what they're saying right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that the email went to the university people that work there because they're the ones who reported the threat. So how can she fake that?
Email say anything about Gamergate?
I didn't say Gamergate, dog. I'm saying we know that she got threatened.
About Gamergate.
Okay, that's cool, bruh. But I didn't say Gamergate. I just said we know she got threatened. So when people say she's faking threats, that's a lie. We know that she really did get threatened. Now, it might not came from Gamergate, but the threat happened.
So why has she got to do with Gamergate? Because from the beginning, Gamergate really had nothing to do with it.
That's cool.
That's cool, dog.
But what I'm telling you is the threat happened.
Look at her timeline before Gamergate and before the death threat. Look at her timeline before she talked about Gamergate.
All right, let me find her timeline. Hold on, cuz. What's her Twitter name, man?
is Fem Freak.
Yeah, I saw you hit her up earlier. All right, now, first of all, let's look at the tweets with her name in it. Let's see.
Well, that's the kicker she uses. She and a boyfriend use it.
All right. So yeah, they made bomb threats. Let's see, where's her timeline? Okay, here we go. All right, she says, Gamergate is so mired in the nihilist misogyny mindset of 4chan that they don't think their harassment of women is harassment of women.
All right. What day is that?
Say what? That's an hour ago.
An hour ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Now, goddamn.
Someone is creating Josh Whedon says someone is creating fake Fem Freak accounts to further harass and discredit Ms. Sarkeesian, asking the Twitter lords to just to verify her. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. NPR had an All Things Considered thing. I don't know. I don't see her really talking about Gamergate. She only said the one tweet.
Please go down for last week, if you don't mind, when she basically talks about Gamergate. And see what she said.
The last tweet you said?
The last tweet where she used the hashtag Gamergate, please.
Hold on. So the first tweet, the one is Gamergate is so mired in nihilist misogynistic mindset of 4chan that they don't think they're harassing the women, it's harassing the women. That one?
Yeah, what day is that?
That's today, an hour ago.
Now, I want you to look back to it. Look back. Because there's another hashtag called Stop Gamergate. Forget about that one. Oh. Look back to it. Look back to at least 7 days ago. Before she basically just came out.
Yeah.
Listen, Gamergate started 2 months ago. She just came out and said, because of Gamergate, my life is ruined.
Mm-hmm.
When Gamergate weren't even talking about her in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so but I think, well, here's the thing, though. I think before, because we covered it on the show, too, I think before it had an official hashtag, she was still getting threats. It just didn't have a hashtag, right? And now,
why is she equating the threat to Gamergate?
Yeah, I think now she's attributing those threats to Gamergate because that's kind of the official name of these angry ass nerds that's going around harassing everybody.
But then before that, Gamergate wasn't even talking about that.
Yeah, but y'all been harassing motherfuckers, dog. Y'all been harassing motherfuckers for a while, bro.
We are talking about her right now, right? Before that, Gamergate were not talking about it until she put herself in there. Gamergate was talking about any of these women to those women use Gamergate, and then they put herself in there.
Yeah, but
that's what basically is. Listen.
Yeah, but when she first spoke out about this shit, before it even had a hashtag, when she was just speaking about feminism and gaming and how gaming was misogynistic, motherfuckers was coming for her. Now, you know some of the motherfuckers joined up the Gamergate movement, baby. Let's not pretend like we not smart here, man. Some of those people in Gamergate are the same people that were harassing her.
That's the thing. We want proof. We ask her for proof.
Yeah, but honestly though, you on a personal level, you can't relate to this because you're not. I don't mean this in any type of negative or condescending way, all right? So I want you to prepare yourself and not get defensive. But you're not a content creator. You don't understand what it's like, right? No one's going to threaten you. You don't have a lot of followers. Nobody's really coming at you for your opinion.
I'm barely on Twitter, to be honest. I'm just looking.
You have like 15 people on Twitter, right? Like you're not, like you know me, right? I got thousands of people that follow me, right?
Yeah.
Like sometimes I get retweeted and it's like millions of people that see this shit, right? So what I want you to understand, and it's hard to imagine, but understand what it's like to be harassed the other way. Cause I've been harassed. You ain't got time to go find fucking proof for everybody who said what, when they said it, what group they're a part of. You just know when a whole lot of people are in your shit, you're like, damn, these motherfuckers mad as shit. Some of them motherfuckers talking about raping and killing me. That's how it happens. So when you ask somebody like that, when you ask somebody like that for proof, they're not going to do it because it's too much work. Okay. Just searching her name, you can see it's too much work to go through all that shit. But then two, you're not going to in addition to not wanting to do the work, nobody thinks that way in the heat of the moment. Oh, let me save this shit because, you know, later it might come up that this dude might join Gamergate. That's just not how it works. You know, so I feel like, you know, I understand your plight, man, but I think you're just as a person that's a little bit older than you, a person that, you know, plays games and shit, that been around the internet for a long time and shit. I'm telling you, man, I think you're going to look back on this one day and realize how fucking silly this shit is. Like, I really do. I think one day you're going to realize this shit was not that important. And that, maybe by mistake, maybe on purpose, I can't tell, to be honest with you, but you're providing cover for some of the negative shit by just sticking to this idea of no, we're not about this, so we're not going to talk about it. You know what I mean? Like, if Gamergate is for real and they want to be taken seriously, they're going to have to admonish, and do away with the people that, are trying to bring it down from the outside by claiming to represent y'all. Y'all gonna have to, you know, y'all are gonna have to get some leaders. Y'all are gonna have to get some spokespeople, because right now it's all over the place and there's nobody that can really come out and definitively say, hey, I speak for everybody in Gamergate and we are not about these threats.
You do know that there have been interviews by women of Gamergate that have actually come out and basically talked about this, right?
Yeah, but you just said yourself, this whole conversation, you've been telling me there's no leader. There's no one person. So that person can't find anyone that will come out to talk to you. Right. Me and you are just having a conversation, right? But if I work for Gawker or BuzzFeed and we had this same conversation, somebody eventually would come out and say, yeah, Alpha 9 don't speak for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in Gamergate and I don't agree with everything he's just said.
But then you do get people coming out and getting interviews with them and talking about the same thing I've talked about, which is about ethics. Every gamer that you talk to, they would say it's about ethics.
You're assuming every one of y'all agree with the same shit, and I don't believe you. Some of y'all don't agree, man. I've seen it. You know what I mean? Some of y'all do not have the same talking points. You know, some people are just like, fuck that cunt whore bitch. She, you know, whatever. Like, so they're not, I mean, unless you think those people represent you as well, but you know they don't.
They don't.
Right.
Who are the people that is going forward to, publicly post? You have the Gamergate, people who support Gamergate, the same people. The same thing I just talked about. They just went up, three ladies, right? They just went to the hospital and talked about the same thing I talked about, which is about ethics, which is about gentleness.
Hey, your phone breaking up. Hey, your phone getting weak, man. Your phone signal getting weak.
Hello?
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying is what I just talked about, right? You just 2 days ago, what I just talked about, which is Gamergate, it's about gentleness, it's about integrity, it's about all of this stuff I just talked about, right? You have three ladies go on the Huffington Post to talk about the same thing I just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you are not going to, I guarantee you this, right? If you call out a gamer right now, hang me up, call out saying that you want to debate with a Gamergate, a person in the Gamergate, I'll guarantee you that person will basically say the same thing as the same
so
thing.
What
that
a, okay, so, all right, so what I just did, I went on Twitter just now and I searched, mm-hmm. I searched Sarkeesian and I searched mm-hmm. cunt and I searched cunt. You think if I'm reading these uh-huh. tweets, you think if I read these tweets, all these people are going to be saying what you saying?
All right, say it. Please read.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry, guys, but everything I've read about this Anita Sarkeesian woman is that she really is stuck up her own cunt. No hate, in my opinion.
Uh-huh.
You don't think that's a little misogynistic?
Is that it?
That's one. I mean, there's a lot of them. I can keep going. Anita Sarkeesian is a cunt, the end.
Mm-hmm.
Anita Sarkeesian is probably lying about all the harassment she receives. Just for that, I'm going to call her a cunt.
Uh-huh. Keep going.
Hashtag Gamergate simultaneously believes they have no issues with women and that Sarkeesian is also a dumb lying cunt. So mm-hmm. I'm just saying, like, you don't think any of these people, you know,
apart from one of them, how many of them use the hashtag Gamergate?
Just one. But my thing is though, and this is a distinction that I do want to make. I think the get out of jail free card is that you're saying as long as you use the Gamergate hashtag, somehow, that's the only things that represent Gamergate. And I think I disagree. And I think a lot of people that are critics of Gamergate disagree. Because there's a lot of people,
Let me ask you something. Do this quick for me. You know the people that call their cunt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Click on one of their timeline and see if the person has written anything about Gamergate under there.
Hold on, I gotta go back then. Hold up. Give me a second. Mm-hmm. Here's one that said, someone said, what's bad is that Gamergate has caused an acceleration of harassment to many women. And this other person said, need proof of this. Otherwise, nothing more than another unsubstantiated claim. And she said, she said, shut the fuck up. And then he replied, LOL, cunt alert. Enjoy your life supporting power hungry twats like Sarkeesian, fucking idiot. So that dude ain't in Gamergate. He only showed up because the Gamergate hashtag was used. Then he ended it.
Why did the person have to tell the person to shut the fuck up? Telling somebody shut the fuck up
is not the same as responding to that.
You're telling me both of them are an insult.
Right. But listen, man, I need you to be rational. I need you to be rational real quick. Okay. Now this person got insulted. They got told to shut the fuck up. Okay. But how did they pick to respond? They responded with misogyny, buddy. They didn't respond with fucking, no, you shut the fuck up. They responded with cunt alert. Enjoy your life supporting power hungry twats like Sarkeesian, who she was, the person that originally started this, never said Sarkeesian's name. Right? Like, how is that not misogyny aimed at women right there? He could have just, by the way, these were two men. He could have just as easily said, look, man, fuck you.
You got two men doing this.
Right, but then he went to misogyny. Say again?
You got two men doing this.
Yeah.
No women, two men.
Right.
It's actually doing this to each other.
But then the dude, the last response was misogynistic, even if you're talking to a man. You understand how misogyny works, right? If I called you a pussy right now, that's still misogynistic. I'm talking to a man, but I'm insulting you by inferring that you something about being a woman is weak.
No, I don't really believe that. So,
Well, I'm telling you what misogyny. It don't matter what you believe; it's what the person making the insult believes that makes it misogynistic. You know what I mean?
So if I call you a cunt, if I call you the C word, right?
Yeah.
Does that make me misogyny?
Yes, absolutely. If you call me a nigger, it does. It makes you race. It means you're using racism. You know what I mean? Let's not parse words, baby. We know what the fuck is going on here. You know, even if I say I'm not offended by you calling me a nigger, if you meant to offend me by calling me a nigger, that's some racist shit, my man. You know, it's just a slippery road that y'all are on, man. And you're going to be arguing a long time if you're trying to argue that everybody using Gamergate is on the up and up and everybody's going to be fine. I'm telling you, you're going to be arguing for a long ass time, man.
Well, it's just going to keep on going, to be fortunately, it's just going to keep on going, man.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it's keep on going.
Ain't shit we could do about it either way. I mean, I'm not, like I said, I think it's fucked up to be harassing these women, period. Whether it's Gamergate, whether it's the people that don't like Gamergate, whether
it's
just
fucked up too. I don't want to see that stuff. We just want the truth.
Yeah.
We just fighting for, I don't want to see it.
Well, actually, man, let's talk about something else with Gamergate before I go, okay? Because there's another thing with Gamergate that I need to understand, and I don't think...
Go ahead, man.
All right, this is the part where I think you're going to look back at this when you get older, and you're going to realize how silly this is, all right?
All right.
What the fuck are y'all going to be able to accomplish by getting all the gamer journalists to have ethics?
I don't know. Well, listen, it's been going on for a long time, so we're just stalking them. That is a compliment itself.
Mm-hmm.
That is a compliment itself.
Yeah, but I'm saying.
Doing.
Okay, I'm saying. Okay, number one, let's start. Let's make it simpler than what I just asked. Give me an example of give me an example of ethical journalists that you follow and stuff that you fuck with. Like, who are the good journalists?
The good ones.
Yeah.
Honestly, check this out. I do not listen to them. I don't really take them seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think they are fucking dying already, to be honest with you. But basically, I really don't listen to journalists.
So you don't even listen to them?
I'm not full of shit.
So what would it matter if they were?
The only website I go to is called Culinary. They cover games.
Mm-hmm.
They're like a journalist site. So,
all right. What's the name of it again? I'm sorry.
Culinary.
All right, you gotta spell that, man. I can't understand that word.
It's spelled S I L I C O N.
Mm-hmm.
ERA.com.
Silicon UA.com. What was the last three?
Culinary. NERA.
NEIA?
RA.
RA.
Yeah.
So Culinary.com?
Yeah, I think it might correct itself, yeah.
Okay, Culinary.com. Okay. That's the one you go to.
Yep.
All right. So look, man, listen, you don't even go to these other sites. What the fuck would it matter, man? Like, honestly, like, let's say you get IGN to be the most fucking, I don't know, unbiased, best reviewers in the world. What the fuck would it matter, dude? It's, you're either going to buy the game or you're not. You're either going to have fun or you're not. They might agree with you. They might not. Like, who gives a fuck?
Well, that's what you're saying, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I want to know, man, because I'm telling you as a 36-year-old man, okay? You know what my favorite game is right now? Destiny. I love that game. It's my favorite game. I play it. You know how many reviews I read about Destiny?
Yeah, there were lots of reviews that came out that fucked up the game.
I didn't even read one. I haven't even read a review yet. It's been a month. I don't know how long this game came out. I've been playing it. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck what they think. You know how, I find out which games I want to play, which games I like? I talk to my friends. You know, IGN ain't my friend. Right?
But then, listen, I talk to my friends too, but then not everyone talks to their friends, do they?
Yeah, but that's cause niggas need friends, man. You gotta get outside the house, put the Cheetos down, and go meet some people. All right, you work at Costco, you go in the break room, and you go, oh man, you got an Xbox One too? What's your gamer tag? It's easy. You know, you gotta make some friends and shit. If you don't, you end up sitting on the fucking internet being mad at these white people you don't even know about what games they reviewed, and that's fucking crazy. All right, you're 23, you're in the prime pussy getting years of your life, man. And you're letting them waste.
I do have friends and I do get pussy, so.
Okay, man, you can't let it go to waste.
About someone else, but you know.
No, listen, man, don't get defensive. I'm just telling you.
You
can't be. I believe you.
Go Costco and stuff like, what's going on, man?
Yeah, no, I believe you. I believe you out there getting in them draws. Okay. I know. I hear you. But I'm just saying, you should be getting so much that you don't have time to argue about Gamergate. That's what I'm saying.
I just don't like these people coming out saying that all gamers are white male. That's what the Not Your Shield hashtag for. Mm-hmm. I kept telling you to look at the Not Your Shield hashtag.
I did look at it, man. And I'm telling you, I don't give a fuck, because just because there's some women and some black people who are saying, I agree with the people that are against Sarkeesian, doesn't necessarily make it any more valid to me. I don't care about that. You see what I'm saying? I disagree with the point y'all are making. Not the actual race of the people. I never said anything about it being only white men. I don't give a fuck. You know, I don't care about if it's Japanese games, any of that shit. I know misogyny when I see it, and that's what's going on in these games. You know, I know these women came out and spoke about it, and now they're being harassed. Maybe not by Gamergate, but they are being harassed by people. And Gamergate might just be caught up in the middle of it because of the hashtag, right? And I'm willing to concede that. But what I am saying is, you're going to look back and realize how not important this is at some point. And we're going to laugh. All right. It might be years from now. Hopefully I'm still doing the podcast. You email me theblackouttips@gmail.com and we will share a laugh over this shit. We'll be like, oh man, remember when we talked for an hour and a half about some bullshit? Cause it didn't really matter. Just telling you, Neville, it don't matter. All right. I know you think it matter. It don't matter, dog. You know?
Hey, we will see that, wouldn't we?
But yeah, we're going to see, dog. You're going to get...
We will see.
Hey, man, you're going to get...
We will see what will happen.
Right? Hey, man, you ever planning on having kids?
Yeah, man.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. You meet a nice young lady, settle down, have some kids, right? You know, yeah. Move out of the house, get your own apartment, see the world a little bit, right?
I have seen a lot of it.
Yeah, well, you know, see it a little bit more, nigga. You're only 23. Come on, man.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Right. I'm telling you, Neville, you're not going to care about this shit that much eventually. Right now, you care a lot. But you will not care that much at all in like a decade. You're going to be like, this shit was stupid. Gamergate going to pass.
We'll see that.
Yeah, man. You think Gamergate going to be around in 10 years?
No.
Exactly, man. This shit gonna, maybe we make it to December. Maybe. You know what I mean? The internet moves too fast now, man. And here's the thing that will be around in 10 years. These fucking these game reviewing sites. They ain't going nowhere, dog. IGN gonna still be around.
Because people are moving more towards YouTube than gaming sites. People are listening to YouTubers.
Yeah.
On game review than.
Yeah, but most people don't. Most people go to the websites and they're going to continue to do it. They're just going to go look at the score. That's all they care about. You know, the real problem that you're trying to defeat here. And, I know this isn't popular, man. I know maybe y'all talked about it in Gamergate already. Maybe you didn't. But if you really want to know the true enemy, it's other gamers. It's y'all. The call is coming from inside the house, man. You know why? I'm gonna tell you why, man. I need you to listen to me, man. I need you to understand where I'm coming from. The reason that it's other gamers is because no matter what the fuck they rate Call of Duty, these niggas gonna go buy it. You know, no matter if IGN gives Madden a 9.8 or 1.9, people are going to go buy the game by the millions. Gamers are the problem. And I don't know how you solve that problem. You know, if you've ever gone to a website and only looked at the score and didn't read the review, you're part of the problem. You know, if you ever bought a game because you read a review instead of like asking a friend, part of the problem, man. They using our own weakness against us. I don't think Anna Sarkeesian is not the problem. You know, Leah, whatever her name was, she not the problem. You know, even to a certain extent, Gamergate's not really the problem. All this shit gonna go away and people still gonna continue to do the same thing and go buy these fucking games and be mad about them and all this shit. There's nothing that can be done about it. Sorry to bump.
Like you said, I would see in 10 years, isn't it?
I just want my email, dog. Okay? Don't forget that I said email me when this shit blows over, dog. Okay? Because I want...
All right, mate.
Yeah. If you don't email... Hey, by the way, if you don't email me, I win. Because that means it wasn't even important enough for you to remember to email a nigga. So I definitely win then.
All right, man.
All right. I'm going to put it in my calendar right now, dog. I'm putting it on my calendar. I'm going to give you a year. October 18, 2014. If I don't get an email from you by October 18, 2015.
Your show, yeah? Call me after
your show. I'm just saying, dog. If I don't get my email from you in a year, I'm going to accept that as your apology that this shit wasn't that important and you was just tripping.
Yeah, you know, I'll personally send you an email for apology, yeah?
All right. Cool, man. All right. Don't forget, man. I should be your favorite podcast host now. Nobody else going to do this shit for you. All right?
You don't know. All right, man. Well, it was nice talking to you, man. I never thought I would get a chance to talk to you, you know.
All right, Neville.
I was working today. I would like listen to like three of your shows in a row because I needed to catch up to you. So, all
right. You know? Don't worry about it, man. I'm going to now I'm going to go online and use hashtag Gamergate and start talking about killing women and shit. All right?
Yeah, and I'll use the SHW stuff, right?
All right, man.
Do it together.
All right, man. I'm about to go out here and start.
By then, you're going to get more media attention than I am. You know that.
Say that again?
You're going to get more media attention than I will.
I probably will. Yeah, that's true. I got more followers. Yeah. I can't do it, man. I would love to do it and make a joke, but I can't even joke like that, man. People will get mad at me for real, man. But, all right, man. Neville, look, I still got hope for you. And, hopefully you're going to wake up and see the light, man, and realize that some of the people are making y'all look bad. I don't know if they're in Gamergate, but it's coming down on y'all too. And those are the people that really got to go.
And I hope you get some information about Gamergate as well, you know.
Well, you did give me some, dog. You gave me some, and I'm going to go read it. Now, I don't really trust some of these links you sent me because the sites look real unprofessional. Like howtonotsuck.com, I don't know that that's the most, you know.
If you want, I can show you videos of people. I can send you videos of, you know, people talking about Gamergate, you know.
But here's the problem with that, Neville. I appreciate the effort, but you know the problem.
I can show you more websites, right? You know, you're not gonna get top media website talking about this.
But you know the problem with that is that I don't care.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
Someone who doesn't care.
Yeah, I'm not gonna watch all the videos, man.
Doesn't care, so there's no point, is it?
Yeah, I care about you as a human being. I would like for you to understand at least a little bit why these women, they don't have anything against you as a gamer personally, but they are being harassed and it's not unreasonable for them to feel like it's everybody coming at them, because that's how it feels. They might be wrong, you know, maybe it's not you guys at all, but you gotta understand it's gonna feel like that to these women, because anytime someone personally attacks you, it feels bigger than it is, you know.
Yeah, like, you know, when you attacked me, when you insulted me, you know.
Yeah. You know, yeah. If you would have just called, if you would have called me just now and you would have been on the phone talking about I'm going to kill you and shit, I would have been on Twitter right now talking about, yo, this nigga Neville and Gamergate trying to kill me. That's what I would be saying. It might not even be true, right? It's just one person, but I'll be like, Gamergate wants Rod dead. That's just how it works, man. So I understand her point of view, even if, you know, maybe that's not what's happening. And I appreciate you providing more information on it because I really didn't know the other side of it. All right. All right, dog, man. Good luck with Costco and getting on these hoes, man. Make sure you wrap it up, man. Don't start that family before you need to. Okay.
Hell no, man. I've known this shit a long time ago. So, you know.
Okay. Yeah. I hear you, playboy. I hear you. All right, man. Peace. Yeah.
Love your show, by the way, man.
No problem.
I'm probably going to listen to you tomorrow as well, so.
Yeah. No problem, man. Hopefully you pick up some things along the way. I'll give you some game, and then, you know, you can use that to your advantage later in life, man.
Trust me, I really don't need it, so, you know.
I just meant game about life, man. Not on these hoes, man. I wasn't trying to say you don't get no women. Come on, man. All right, we too misogynist.
No, no. People, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
People always, you talk something, you can talk real shit, and people take it in, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
That's how things go.
Hey, I'm just being misogynistic, man. I'm trying to relate to you, that's all.
All right,
talk to you later, man. Bye.
All right, then, man. See ya.
And there you have it. My interview with a young, confused, lost young black man about Gamergate. A subject that he thought was somehow really important. Important enough to call a stranger on the other side of the globe and try to debate with him about the merits of a misogynistic, ignorant movement. I've been your host for this episode of Medium Talk, Rodimus Prime. Tune in next week. We talk to international Twitter bae, Jemele Hill, about where do you get your hair done in Bristol, working with Michael Smith, and, well, being a Twitter bae and how we go together. We'll see you then.